Episode 2029, The Pitch of a Child.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Have you had a great week? Oh, I sure hope you have, because guess what? It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and yes, we are going to let it all hang out. It's about being real and raw here at Create Your Now. It's about the pitch of a child. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, have you ever noticed how a child really gets your attention? It's not just the words, the screams, and the whines. It's the pitch of a child. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Sound the alarms. Calm the waves. Little Debbie wants your attention right now anyway. All right, so I got to tell you this. Little Debbie is in reference to absolutely no one, except I went to this store and I found an original Little Debbie doll. And so as we talk about this whole thing about the pitch of the child, I want you to know I may be using her as an example. So if your name is Debbie, I'm so sorry. If your daughter's name is Debbie, I'm doubly so sorry. It has nothing to do with anybody out there. It's just, I really thought the doll was cute and I haven't seen one in like years. And my mom and I was looking at her and I was like, okay, we're going to use her for this episode. So Little Debbie. Little Debbie can get into trouble. Little Debbie is one that is like the perfect child at times, and then you blink and all of a sudden she's like the polar opposite. Situations and circumstances are quickly analyzed and intensely discussed based on words, actions, body language, and pitch. These are typically classified as social cues. We learn to interpret them, but as parents, we use them to gauge the seriousness to the funniest of situations. Right? We're trying to figure out, oh my gosh, should I laugh with you? Or, oh my goodness gracious, do I need to put on, you know, like it's a blood or a flood and my adrenaline's going to start pumping? Do I need to call 911? You know those. You've been there. We take these social cues and use them as a way to interpret what is being said, what is being acted out. It's a communication tool. Well, my daughter and my mom and I, we were running some errands. Remember this Little Debbie doll? Yes. Well, we found them during this running of errands. And this was just this cute, adorable store. And basically, it's a store that has other stores in it, which quite a concept. It's adorable. Anyway, it had unique handmade items, reclaimed pieces of furniture. You name it, you can imagine it, it was there. Well, as we were checking out, there was a customer with a little girl on her hip, and she couldn't have been any older than 18 months old and probably closer to just over a year. And all of a sudden, there was this shrill scream that came from this adorable mouth. It startled the cashier and even my daughter because it came out of nowhere. Now understand, I was watching this mom and you could tell this was a first time mom. And I'm sitting there, you know, just kind of scratching my head as a mom of five. No judgment here. Understand, it's not that. But I'm just watching and observing. That's what I do. And I'm sitting there going, okay, what is this child going to do next? Well, of course she wanted mom's attention. The kicking of her legs and dropping papers off the counter was not enough to get mama's attention. So what better way than to light up the ears than with this scream? And it was this high-pitched one, and it wasn't a long one. It was just so high-pitched that I think every dog within a 10-block radius heard it. And oh boy, did it work. Mom stopped immediately what she was doing, and the little one had all of her attention. This probably brings back some memories with your children, or maybe you're experiencing it right now. Ever gone through terrible twos? Or it's in between stages. It's like, well, they're kind of not quite there. And they're trying to act out what they really want to say, but they don't know how to say it, or they don't have the right words to say. So they get flustered. Whatever it is, we use pitch to help emphasize what is really happening. And it doesn't matter the age. Pitch is used to determine the degree of response or reaction needed. Think about your husband. Think about your child. Think about your boss, right? If your boss comes in or calls you, you know, if you're working from home right now, calls you and says, "Hey there, Susie, I need some," and it just kind of sounds like a normal voice. Okay, no big deal. But if it's, "Hey there, Susie, what are you doing right now? Okay, I need you to get on this stat." Okay, whoa, blood pressure is kind of going up. Your adrenaline begins to, you know, start boiling. You're like, okay, there's some emphasis here being added, which means what? There's an urgency to the situation. And we want to respond accordingly to the urgency. So we've got to remember what pitch really is. Pitch means that there's this level of intensity of something. Okay, that's actually what it means. Now, it means other things too, right? If you're a musician, you're like, yeah, but it can be a certain tone. Yes, that's true. Whether you're flat or sharp, I get that. But the pitch we're talking about is this level of intensity of whatever it is. So if it's talking about a situation, if it's, you know, think about COVID-19 that's going on. Think about the conversations that you're having with your children right now about going back to school. I'm sure you're scratching your head. And some things right now are just up in the air because it's like, well, we've postponed till after Labor Day. Others are starting sooner. You just don't know what to think. And so you listen to reports, right? You're listening to them. You also see them with your eyes. But when you're listening, there's a pitch involved. Now, most of us don't sit here and analyze all of this stuff. I know I'm a little strange, but that's why you listen here at Create Your Now, because you want these little insights. So when you're going about your everyday, listen more intently because pitch matters. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Pitch matters. And the pitch of a child changes everything. It can actually be a definition or an exclamation point to what is happening. You don't even have to know the situation, but if you listen to the pitch, it gives you usually a clear indication. However, sometimes it can throw you for a loop too. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. Think about a belly laugh of a young child. You know, those YouTube videos that you search and you Google, and all of a sudden they're just giggling and they've got this belly laugh going and you just can't help but giggle with them. They're so adorable, right? It's infectious. Those are the kind of things that just draw you in. Well, guess what? What if there wasn't the pitch with it? What if you turned the sound off and you only watched the child? Do you think you would be as engaged? Okay, if you're scratching your head going, "I have no idea," well, then try it. Just hit mute. You know where mute is. I'm sure you do. Turn your volume all the way down and just watch a video like that. In all honesty, you're just going to kind of see a body shake a little bit and kind of cute smiles, and it might be entertaining for 2.5 seconds, but you don't get the full effect unless if you have the sound. And so when you think about the pitch of a child, it really does matter, and it requires training for both you as the parent and the child. So what can you do to teach your child about pitch? Well, let's break it down. Number one, you got to listen to your own pitch. You've got to know what you sound like when you speak to your child, when you speak to somebody else, when you speak to your spouse, even when you speak to your dog or your kitty cat. You have a tone of voice. Our English bulldog, Rhino, oh my goodness, he is adorable. And I never thought I would ever fall in love with an English bulldog. But slobbers and all, he is my dog. And I just think he is a precious thing. Anyway, he's one of those that when we talk about him, we give him a voice. And we all use the same voice. And it's hysterical because he knows it's his voice, even though it's not really his voice. But we've done it from the very beginning as a puppy that when we talk, he's like, well, that's me talking. And then we answer in our normal voice. And we have this whole conversation as if he is speaking too. Now, I know, call us crazy. I get that. We love our dog. But you probably do it too if you have a pet. It's just funny, right? But if you were not to have the sound effects with it, would it be that funny? No, it wouldn't be. Sound adds so much to your life, to a discussion, to a situation, to a circumstance. So you've got to start first with how you sound when you speak to your child, when you speak to your boss, when you speak to your best friend, when you speak to a client, when you speak to a stranger even. I know my kids will ask me and say, Mom, you know, that sounded really like, I don't know, short. You sounded kind of mean. Like, they'll tell me. And I appreciate that. Why? Because they're listening. Now, sometimes I'm actually wrong and I shouldn't have that pitch or that tone of voice being utilized. And so I need to take a step back and I need to rethink about the situation and make some changes and then also use it as a teaching moment for my child. However, it also can be in reverse. I can say, you know what, the reason why I did that was because, and explain the reason why and what I was thinking and why I did and why I sounded the way I did. So listen to your own pitch. When you want your child's attention, what volume and inflection are you using? What is it? Are you always screaming? I know a lot of parents are like, man, I don't understand why my children don't hear me the first time. I guarantee you they hear you the first time. The thing is they know how many times it's going to take you before, oh, wait, Mom really wants me. Seriously, they're calculating it. They've pulled one over you for many, many years. And in fact, you probably pulled the wool over your parents' eyes too. Because they're waiting for that particular tone that when they hear a certain word set, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. I need to go now. But until it gets to that, there's no response. So let me give you a little bonus tip here. When you're talking to your children, and if you are very, very mad, number one, it's not a good idea to have a discussion when you are angry because things are going to be said that you did not think through and it's not a good time. So if you are in a situation where you're really angry, cool down for a minute. And then when you go back to discuss it with your child, instead of using that tone of voice that, you know, emits this huge demand and that I am the authority here, no, I want you to whisper. I want you to be calm. And I want you to talk so softly that they have to listen more intently. Because when you do, it will scare the pants off of them. And they'll be like, what's wrong with Mom? Something's up. They won't know what to do. So try that. Do opposite of what you normally do. Now, if you are whispering and that's working, okay, don't stop it. But if you are not, try it out. Listen to your own pitch. Number two, respond appropriately to the situation. Don't just judge the situation by the pitch. When I'm watching this mom with this cute, adorable little girl, we'll call her Little Debbie, and she just has a shrill of this high-pitched squeal just to get Mom's attention. Why? Because she knows it gets Mom's attention every single time. And she was in Mom's arms. It wasn't like she was running around the store. She was physically attached at the hips. Now, she was a little wiggly worm attached to Mom. But Mom had a hold of her. So it wasn't like she was down there trying to pull on her leg to get her attention. She was in Mom's arms. She couldn't get any closer than what she was to Mom. But she knew the only way to grab Mom's attention was to hit that squeal point. And she was still not even 2 years old, not even 18 months. So don't judge a situation by the pitch. Take everything into account, the words, the actions, pitch, body language, even silence. Have you ever been home and you haven't seen your kids like in 30 minutes or an hour and you're like, it is too quiet. What is going on? Yes, you should be concerned. Go find them. What is going on? You need to be aware. So respond appropriately to the situation. Also, another thing on that point, when our children fall and get hurt, maybe they scrape their knee or whatever, have you ever watched someone else's child? Now, maybe you watched your own, but I'm saying someone else's child because it's easier to watch someone else's child and then try to implement it, because with our own, we go what? To old habits. So you see a child fall down and the mom comes running to them. Oh my gosh. Oh, little Debbie, are you hurt? Oh my goodness. Do you need me to kiss it and make it feel better? Okay. Then the tears start rolling and all of this, right? What if mom would have come up and said, little Debbie, I'm so sorry you fell down. Are you okay? How does your knee feel? Why do we assume that they're hurting? We make a lot of assumptions just because we hear something or we see something. So respond appropriately to the situation. And finally, number three, encourage appropriate pitch. You can do this by role-playing and listening to other people talk. Have these conversations with your children. You know, if you're watching a movie, now if it's a brand new movie and you haven't seen it 100 times, okay, maybe not a good idea to have that discussion. However, if you're watching Frozen for the 13th million time, then maybe you can say, you know what? Do you listen how Elsa talks there? Do you listen how she sings? How she gets very quiet and all of a sudden she's very loud? Well, you know, when you're loud, you scare mommy. Do you mean to scare me? Oh, no, mommy, I don't mean to scare you. Oh, great. Well, then let's change it a little bit and let's work on that. They're going to understand that a lot more than you just sitting down on your bed saying, you know, I'm really tired of you screaming. I mean, seriously, that's not going to get very far. So listen to your own pitch, respond appropriately to the situation, and encourage appropriate pitch. We have this thing called attitude. And an attitude is made up of words, pitch, body language, and even actions. You put all that together, mesh it together, and there you have an attitude. That's what we see. And we as a human being are trying to interpret the attitude. So let's raise our children up with an attitude to impact the world, not just to make noise and demand things their way. Let's set them up for success. And let their words be heard the appropriate way. Let what they want to do not just be loud, but to be real and raw and honest, but with a foundation that when you put the words and the pitch and the body language and the actions together, it creates this attitude of what? Of movement and moving forward. I know this is somewhat of a strange conversation to have when you think about the pitch of a child. But when you look at what's happening in the world, I think it's a conversation that we need to have. Because a lot of people out there, and I'm not saying everyone, understand this, I'm not saying everyone. It is just a matter of fact that temper tantrums are no longer at terrible twos. Right? That's where they kind of came up, that joke of, oh my gosh, if we can just get through the terrible twos. But what happens when they are at the terrible 12s or the terrible 20s or the terrible 40s or the terrible 60s or 80s? I mean, I'm being serious here. Yeah, regardless of whether or not you'll be alive then as their parent, we don't know that, right? Lord willing, you will be. But if not, then we need to look at impacting our child right now and raising them up with an attitude to impact the world and not just to make noise. Go out today, train for life, love your journey, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.